ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Today on episode 283 of Typical Chicago Fans, we have Sinkers and Floaters, the TCF Sports Minute, our MLB trade deadline recap, our NFL divisional predictions, and the TCF top three of people we would never fight. Let's roll.
And I would like to wish you all the best with your podcast, Typical Chicago Fans. Again, best of luck to you and your podcast, Typical Chicago Fans. And one final thought, Zach. Go Cubs! And peace.
Hello and welcome back, Typical Chicago Fans, brought to you by our incredible sponsor, Connect Roasters Coffee. Today is episode 283. Make sure to check us out on X at @typical_Chicago. Also head to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Search up Typical Chicago Fans. Give all those pages a like as well. Get on over to YouTube and subscribe for all of our content in video form. Wherever you get your podcast, we are there as well. So subscribe, rate, review, 5 stars, whatever you can, wherever you get your podcast, we are there. You can find me on X at @BoomyTCF, and of course the man that I'm joined on screen with tonight right over here, that is Zach at @ZLiliaTCF. Zach, I don't know if I want to complain because today was hot, but we have had probably the coolest summer that I can ever remember.
Yeah, it was nice how I went golfing, and it would was really humid, and then it would rain and it would feel good, and then it would get humid again. But yeah, nothing to complain about at all. Mostly it's been weird. Like later at night when I'm on my way home from work, is when it's the worst because it's like a hazy humid.
I was going to say, has it been like foggy almost at 3 in the
like,
morning?
And then if like puts like a film on your windshield, it's very hard to get off and it's just annoying.
We got home late last night. I mean, it was like 11 o'clock and the fog was rolling in because the temperature had dropped down into the low 60s. And I was like, this is kind of eerie, but it hasn't, we've had like 2 90-plus degree days, I feel, or like a week of it, maybe.
Yeah. But you never know. It could still be bad, but hopefully we get into fall without it being too bad.
Well, I was even saying it today. We live in Mendota, and we have our annual like city festival, Sweet Corn Fest. And normally, it's just cooking. I mean, you usually don't go like 2 years without a day that like sweat's just rolling down your back every single day. And this year, like today was hot, but the first 3 days, I mean, we take the little man up there and just walk around and kill some clock and, you know, eat some dinner and lunch and all that good stuff. But like, it was never like, oh my God, we have to go home until today. Today was a lot of people, not a lot of wind. And normally it's all 4 days and we only had one day of it this year where it was pretty hot and it was still only like 87 maybe today, if that.
But it's the parade going on, so there's a lot of people in one area.
Yeah.
Which is the worst part.
Exactly. But it was a good time. Shout out to Sweet Corn Fest. I love it because...
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
The food, the little man loves it because everything else going on. But it'll be interesting next year, though, because next year he'll be big enough to ride the rides. So that'll throw a monkey wrench into things.
Yeah, that always does... We can actually go into my sinker with that. I don't know if it's just me, but I am not a rides guy. I don't like rides.
Bad take.
It might be a bad take, and I mean, there's amusement parks everywhere that are like saying I am wrong. But for me, I don't like heights. I don't like being off the ground. So that kind of just brings into every fear that I would have with that. and then kind of like throw me around. I know people love it. Everyone has their opinions on it, but I am on the side of I just don't like it. And it's for the simple fact of I just don't like being off the ground. I don't like heights in general ever. And
How do you like cleaning your gutters? Do you get up on the roof or you a ladder?
I get up there and do it, but I don't like it. I don't like being off the ground at all.
See, I think there's something different to be said. Like if someone told me like, hey, next Sunday I've got tickets to, you know, like Six Flags, I would be giddy. But like when we talk about like a local carnival or a festival, those rides are a little different. I used to love me, you and my brother used to get those armbands and just ride all day. But like the older I get, the more you like watch these guys put these things up in like 30 minutes. And I get a little bit more sketched out with those now as an adult. But like, if you told me like next Sunday we're going to Six Flags, I would be ecstatic.
Yeah. I'm not much of that. Like I don't, and it's really not even the whole, like, you know how they're built or whatever, but it's just the whole fact of like, you look down and you're too high in the air or, I don't know. I don't like that kind of stuff, but it's come with age though, because I used to like it a lot more when we would go as kids, but now it's just, I don't know. I've never really been.
You gotta live a little, dude. You gotta get that heart pumping. You gotta get that adrenaline rush, man.
No, thank you. I can do that. No, thank you. I don't want to do that. I'll like go try and make a 10-foot putt to feel that adrenaline, because that's how it usually feels for me. But no, thanks. I'm good at that. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the last time I was on a ride like that,
like a Six Flags roller coaster.
Any kind of ride, really, Six Flag, a fair. I don't know. I can't remember. And,
well, maybe we'll dip your toe into the water next Sweet Corn Fest when Roman's ready to ride, like the dragon ride or the, you know, the little ones.
I don't think I can fit on the dragon ride. I don't think that's a ride for me.
I promise to our listeners, if we somehow get Zach on the dragon ride, I will take lots of pictures.
I mean, I don't even like going to that one with the big slide. Because, I mean, you have to go way up there. You have to go way up there. It's not the slides kind of cool. It's like two stories. Yeah, see, when you have a fear of heights, Chance, there is no height that I like to be at.
Fair enough. Speaking of things that, like, we don't like, but I have been doing the last probably 2 weeks is my sinker, and that's running. I've gotten back into treadmill running, and I say this with a very much of a grain of salt. So, like, I do, like, interval running. I'll, like, walk on the treadmill for 2 minutes, run for a minute, walk for 3 minutes, run for two. But it's just one of those things, like, I lift weights all, you know, 4 or 5 times a week. And it just got to a point like I'm 35. I can't, you know, just lift weights for now on and, you know, expect, you know, positive. Obviously there's benefits to lifting weights, but there's a whole other part of fitness. So I've been running lately. Knock on wood, have had very little negative side effects so far. The knees are doing okay. The back is all right, but it sucks when you're doing it. But then I get off, I'm like, man, that I feel better that I did that. But I just know eventually, like, my shin splints are going to come back. I'm going to get another herniated disc or something like that. But right now I'm in, like, the sweet spot of actually enjoying it for the first 2 weeks.
Like, I was on my way to golf at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And I'm, like, looking around, like, there's a few people out running. And I'm like, that just seems terrible.
I have yet to do any outside running. It's all been treadmill.
I don't know. I don't know if I have, my knees are pretty bad, and I do enough. I try to tell myself I do enough at work that it's not cardio though. It's more lifting.
Yeah.
But it's just thinking about doing it sucks.
I've kind of changed my routine. I was texting you about this. I don't know if it was yesterday or whatever, but I'm trying to find like the best like schedule, and what's been working for me the last 2 weeks was lifting and doing my cardio after my son goes to bed, which is usually like 8:30-ish. But that means I'm not getting to the gym until 9 p.m. Boy, is that drive a struggle sometimes, because you're like, I should just turn around. The reason I started doing it is because I noticed that like a bulk of my calorie intake is from like 9 to 10 p.m. after he goes to bed, and I'll like grab an ice cream or grab some, you know, snacks, and then just sit there and watch TV with my wife. And then I'm like, oh, I just ingested 900 calories right before I go to bed.
You know, I don't know how to say this nicely, but I think you should just stay home, eat the ice cream, and just chill out. Don't hurt yourself.
You're that little devil on my shoulder, man, because that little voice speaks to me every night when I get in my truck at 9 o'clock.
Well, the problem with that is you have to think about it all day long about doing
it. Yeah. The thing, actually, last week, so I kept telling myself I was just going to go after work and get it taken care of, but then would always find an excuse. But then I got to a point where I'm just like, I have to get it done. If I don't, you know, go at 9 o'clock, I'm not going to go. So then I just force it. And like, I always worry, like, I take pre-workout pretty regularly, but you can't take it at 9 o'clock at night. You'll never go to sleep. So I have been lifting without pre-workout for the last like 2 weeks, and I don't know how I'm getting through it.
Yeah. I would like to see like a night you have nothing to do the next day, you take pre-workout and see if you can sleep.
Depending on how like intense my workout is, I would be up till at least like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Hey, yeah, I could talk to him right now.
I can come hang out with you guys all night.
Well, yeah, the problem is you'd be like sitting there and you just be hearing your heart beat.
Yes, exactly. At least like when in like the late afternoon, like I take my pre-workout at 3 o'clock and it's out of my system by 7 or 8, but not taking it at 8:30 to start burning it off. I come home and I take a shower and go right to sleep, and I've been sleeping great. So I just got to keep powering through, I think.
Yeah. See, the problem is too, is like, you have to go somewhere to do it. Maybe if you just head in your basement, you could just,
I sold all my home weights.
Just run. You get one of those just walking
laps around the basement down here.
Just get one of those walking treadmills and just walk a whole night.
That's what's going to happen when we get, we've got a bunch of projects around the house, but there's a treadmill that I'm going to get that's going to go in that back corner over there. But I still need to find a way to get my lifts in. So that's a problem for future me.
Yes, future you problem, but I'm saying, I would say stop with the running.
I'm not going to go crazy. I'm just going to keep my routine. I either do a mile or two, depending on how intense my day was. I'm not going to get crazy and, you know, start running outside or anything like that. Just got to get the heart rate up.
Yeah, because you don't want to do too much, and then you hurt yourself, and then you have to explain it. You hurt yourself running for fun. Yep.
Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
Well, I've got a history of shin splints going back to high school, and I don't want those to come back. Those suck so bad.
I think you could say you're like, you should do a marathon.
No, absolutely. Did you hear me? I said I run a mile. Do that 26 times? No, thanks.
I cannot believe that. I have a few buddies that have been training for it or have done it. I'm like, whoa.
That's insane.
I would get bored with myself. I wouldn't know what to do
100%.
With myself.
100%. And I like, and that actually, I'll lead that into my floater. And that's The Hawk, this new show. And also you in the same breath being my sinker, because you were the one poo-pooing Will Ferrell on our last episode. And his new show, The Hawk, is what I watch when I run. And it is so funny. I love that show. You were so wrong on your take about hating Will Ferrell. You need to apologize.
I'm not going to apologize. And I don't like the show. I could not watch it, dude. I watched the first episode.
Oh,
it's like too stupid. It's not funny.
You're such an old curmudgeon-y man.
He's trying too hard. He's trying too hard to be funny like, they're playing out this whole like John Daly type thing.
Kind of.
I just don't think it works as a show.
I think it's hilarious.
I have no problem with the actor Will Ferrell, but like, I want to know who the real Will Ferrell is. At some point.
I don't. He's an actor. I don't want to know who the real Will Ferrell is. He's an actor.
He doesn't have to act when he's not acting in a show. When you're like out and about, have a little fun.
That is fun. I love that show.
No, I mean, it seems like an all right show, but I couldn't get past the first episode. It was just like, it's just too, like, I don't know. I mean,
Zach like, hates carnivals, heights, and fun.
No, I like fun. I love comedy. I love comedy. But, like, I don't know. It just was.
Fortune Feaster, Jimmy Tatro. What a cast.
I like the cast. I like Jimmy Tatro. But, like, I don't know. I couldn't get past the forcing of the, like, funny. It seemed like it was too forced.
I disagree. What's your floater?
My floater is, I'm going to say it, ice cream. I've been eating a lot of ice cream. I can't stop eating ice cream. Too. Dude, it is, ice cream is so good. And I don't know what they do. But cookie dough ice cream. Cookie dough.
Choice right now.
Cookie dough, I like mint chip ice cream.
Yes.
I like the what the ice cream cones like the peanuts on top.
Oh, drumsticks.
Drumsticks.
Yep.
The end of a drumstick is really good. I don't know if you listen to the
I have a bag of those like bottom of the cone things. They have a bunch of different flavors. Those are good. Is there a brand that you're stuck on right now?
Not really. It's just like any kind of ice cream I can get my hands on.
I like
brownie pieces in my ice cream. Not good, but
it is good. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, it's good, but it's not good.
We're very, very lucky to live in the time we do because I love ice cream and like lower calorie ice cream does exist. And it's getting incredibly good. And I know you roll your eyes, but I'm telling you, these new Halo Top mix-ins is what I have been on all summer. And the whole container is like 400 calories. Easy to put one down. And it actually tastes like ice cream.
The trolley, like
the gummy worms. Oh, I have not seen those.
Dude, that's too much. They're doing too much with ice with like popsicles nowadays.
Hey man, it's bottom dollar. If they're good, they're good.
I guess, but man, there's just there's almost too much ice cream.
That's fair. The ice cream aisle is daunting at the grocery store. Bone to pick with Walmart though, because I love Walmart's ice cream section. They used to have these things called Fruit Riot, and they were like a candy coated sour grape. There was an actual grape in it, and like I eat them like ice cream because they're frozen. Walmart doesn't have them anymore, and I don't know where they went.
I do not like sour ice cream.
We're just knocking down all the things you don't like tonight.
I like a sweet, like chocolatey ice cream, not like anything sour. I do like sour stuff. I like trolleys. I like gummy worms, stuff like that.
What are your thoughts on like the fruit bars that like Outshine is a company that has like fruit bars? Do you like those?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
That's crazy. Those things are awesome.
That's fine. You can have them. Everyone, a lot of people eat them, it sounds like.
We're going to have to find something that, you know, we can agree on
here. I think cookie dough ice cream. We can agree on that.
Yeah. Mint, I do love mint chip, and we are very I feel like we're in the minority of the population.
Yeah,
I feel
like a lot of people that's a take I don't like.
Yeah. And especially if you get like a mint chip with an Oreo in it. Oh.
Like a mint chip cone?
Oof. Yeah, those. Remember those old Schwann's mint chip cones?
I actually was up in Wisconsin. They had a waffle cone bowl.
Ooh.
Like the waffle cone was the bowl, and then you eat the ice cream out of it, and then you eat the bowl.
We could just do a whole hour on ice cream, to be completely honest with you.
Dude, the place up in Wisconsin is really good.
Speaking of that, I'm not a Butterfingers fan, but Butterfingers released an ice cream candy bar. That's kind of, you know, like the Snickers ice cream bar. And I was very skeptical, but I wanted to try them. They are better than Snickers, like the original Snickers ice cream bar. They are phenomenal.
I don't know. The Snickers ice cream bar is to die for.
I agree. But, dude, you come over sometime this week, you get one out of that freezer right there because I bought like three boxes of them.
I will do that, you know.
The door's open, so
I can promise that. It might be like 4 in the morning, but I will be over there.
As long as you don't wake the 3-year-old, we're good. So, yeah, dude, they're so good. I tried those, and the 100 grand bars aren't great, but the Butterfinger ones are elite.
A lot of food talk, but I love it.
Well, let's move into the our TCF Sports Minute. We'll start off with the Bears, who are in camp. I believe preseason opens up here. When's the Bears' first
Saturday
game? Saturday.
I thought it was this last Saturday, which would have been yesterday. For some reason, all week I thought the Bears played. I was telling everybody at work, can't wait to watch the Bears play. I was wrong. Yeah, they play Saturday at noon against the Browns.
Yep, that's right. At home, so, too.
It doesn't sound like they're going to have a lot of anybody on the team. Yeah. Luther Burden out with a groin injury, it says, for some time. I'm assuming the rest of the preseason.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of defensive players hurt. Kobe Bryant hurt.
Have you heard what the diagnosis is there? Because when it happened, it felt like Twitter was going
to implode. They said like 8 to 10 weeks, which is good for what it could be. It could have been season ending.
I thought that was a season ender the way Twitter reacted.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with training camp nowadays. There's like no footage of anything. So you have no idea how like to react to anything. You just see that they got carted off. But yeah, a lot of injuries for a lot of teams. That's what training camp is.
Darnell Wright getting a huge extension, 4 years, $116 million.
That's just, I like how extensions are like, wow, I can't believe the money, but every extension is going to go up for
players.
But yeah, I mean, they're locking players down. I like that. The offensive line is getting locked down. I really don't have much for training camp because you don't really know. You hear a lot of things. You don't see a lot of things. You see like, oh, Roman Dunze had a great catch at the end of a practice. Caleb had a good throw. This and that, but you don't really know what's going on until the problem is there's just not enough like real action going on that you can see that in the first few weeks of the regular season. You just see it takes a little bit to get teams going nowadays because no one really does preseason.
I think you'd agree with this, and like I feel the same way like with the Packers stuff, is that like you'll see like Caleb Williams throws an interception, but it's because like a defensive back made an incredible play on a ball. So it's like you're conflicted in your brain. Like, am I happy that this defensive back made an incredible play, or Jordan Love, you know, scrambles out and gets picked off. But, you know,
he did fall over that one time. That was pretty funny.
But like the free safety just made like a freak play. You know what I mean?
But like, it's one of those things. It's you see one of 100 plays from the day. So they're professional athletes. One side's gonna make a good play, the other side's gonna make a good play. Like I don't really have anything for training camp because you're just repetition of the same stuff over and over.
Are you to a point with the preseason, kind of what we've always been here for the last 8+ years, is like I couldn't care any less about preseason. Like everybody
just want no one to get hurt. I'm tired of the injuries are like they happen to every NFL team though, because that's just how football is.
Yeah,
it's played tough. But the one thing I do want to see from anything training camp is the Max Crosby Kirk Cousins fight.
Yes, we have to see that. Have to.
But other than that, like no, I'm over it.
Are you going to actually like sit down and watch the Bears game on Saturday against the Browns?
I guess. I mean, it's at noon on a Saturday. If I'm golfing, I'm golfing. I probably won't be around. I'm not going to like make an appointment television, but
yeah,
if I'm around a TV at that point, I will.
What's the old Mike and the Mad Dogs saying? If they were playing in my backyard. I'd close the blinds. That's how I feel about all preseason. I just don't care.
I like watching football. Football is fun to watch. Yes, it's not like the Thursday night game. It was kind of fun to watch football, at least. I'm not saying you have to lower your expectations for everything that there is, but it's still football. It's still fun. It means that football is right around the corner. I wish they took the preseason a little more seriously.
Yeah.
And I get why they don't, because you don't want injuries and stuff like that, but you've been telling a few years. Look at the Bears last year. They started off 0-2 and they looked pretty bad in their first two games. You can tell that these teams just aren't ready to play.
Yeah, big time.
It's just how everything's set up. You're not allowed to do that kind of stuff.
For sure. And I think it's also indicative, and we're going to talk about the Cubs here now, because of where the Cubs and, for the White Sox fans out there, it's so hard for me to care about anything NFL right now when the Cubs are in a pennant race. You know what I mean?
See, it was something cool. It was in October, there's going to be 4 Bears games. There's going to be Cubs-White Sox playoffs. There's going to be Patrick Kane back with the Blackhawks. And Caleb Wilson is going to start playing with the Bulls. It's going to be fun for Chicago.
Dude, in this last, 2 weeks, the Cubs sit right now at 69-50, 19 games above 500, 5.5 games back of the Brewers, but they're first up in the wild card by 6 games. And it feels like since the All-Star break, and especially, since the Yankees series, they sweep the Dodgers, they pick up an incredible win in extras against the Blue Jays, and then they win 2 of 3 on the road in Kansas City. Now, Kansas City's terrible, but to still win a series on the road. Yeah, exactly. To me, I'm definitely more of a baseball fan than I am a football fan, but it is can't miss television for me.
And I saw a very random update on the Cubs. Shelby Miller is making a rehab start.
Yep.
Coming up here soon, or maybe already did.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
He was with the Arizona developmental team over the 4th of July weekend. I remember seeing that on Instagram and was like,
they can somehow give him back.
Yeah.
And then Justin Steele apparently is getting me back in the bullpen. I don't know. There hasn't been much update on that.
We'll get to the additions to the roster in our MLB roundup. But they had a great trade deadline, and the offense is just playing really well right now. They lose the Yankees series.
Two of the best teams in baseball are in the same division right now.
Yeah.
Which is just
the
crazy.
The Cubs, I think, have the 4th best record, tied for the 3rd best record in the National League. And they're
had this years and years ago because of how many times a division would have played each other. I think the way that you play every team, it's a lot more competitive now and more fun to watch.
Oh, definitely. And then this week we've got the Cubs are in Washington to play the Nationals and then come home and have the Cardinals. And the boy of the Cardinals kind of fallen off here in the second half.
Yeah, because I think between August 31st and September 8th or 9th, the White Sox, the Cubs and Brewers play 7 games.
Yep.
So it's going to come down to that. They're still out of it, but anything can happen if you can stay in it.
Yep, you're right. The 31st, they host the Brewers for 4, then they go to Miami, and then the following week, they start the week up in Milwaukee. And don't forget Cubs Sox, August 17th, 18th, 19th. That'll be a fun one.
Yeah, both good. I know how that was at Guaranteed Field, right? That's what it's called.
Yep, guaranteed. I think it's technically guaranteed rate. But speaking of the White Sox, 61-56. I think they're 3.5 up in the American League Central. Almost said National League. Again, just kind of plugging. They're playing fine, but also I know I predicted Cleveland to win the division on our last show. Cleveland is completely falling apart. They're 4 games out. They're in 4th place in this division right now. I think the real threat in that division is the Tigers, who just sold the best player in baseball to the Dodgers and got rid of Casey Mize.
Yeah, I just think that the White American Sox League did not fill the position that they needed. They needed to fill the catcher position, and they didn't fill that.
They picked up a catcher.
But he was that team's backup. He wasn't even there.
Andy's already hurt.
Yeah, and Kyle Teal, I'm pretty sure out for the season.
Yeah.
I don't know if he broke his ankle, I'm pretty sure.
Can we just talk about how bad the American League is as a whole?
See, that's why there's always going to be a chance for the White Sox, because the American League is bad.
The Cubs would be the second best team in the American League.
Well, yeah, and
behind the Rays
would be the first.
Yeah, oh yeah. The Rays have 71 wins. The Cubs have 69 wins.
Yeah, I mean,
and the Brewers have
a big fall off from there too.
And the Brewers have 74.
Yeah, it's up in the air. I mean, if you can get in, especially if you're a division winner, you get in there, you get that bye. You don't have to worry about it. I think that you could have a chance to go to the World Series with how the division is. I'm not saying they're going to, but they are in a spot where you got to win now.
Definitely. And we'll talk about it a little bit later, but like, they didn't sell, you know, the farm to make this run. I think they just kind of, you know, stuck to what they have. Do you make anything out of the Sam Antonacci elbowing Wilson Contreras as he's running down the line?
No, not really. I'm not like big on Wilson Contreras right now, so I kind of liked it.
And Wilson Contreras.
So I think it's baseball, and I think that them saying that they don't need to antagonize anybody, get over it. That annoyed me. But what I did have a problem with.
The funniest part of that whole story was Dan Bernstein telling Sam Antonacci not to be an a-hole. It's like, takes one to no one.
I mean, that coming from the guy that said we shouldn't be happy that Patrick Kane was back. That's a joke.
That's not even the worst thing Dan Bernstein's done in the last calendar year.
No, I mean, that podcast is all clickbait. That's all it is. But what I am a little worried about for the White Sox, and I've been one to say stuff about our coach, the Cubs coach.
Oh, that was
him
bad.
Going out and not knowing that you can't have two mound visits in an inning, and you had to pull Noah Schultz because of that. That's terrible.
That's rough.
That is rough. I mean, that is just putting your bullpen at risk now for the foreseeable future.
Like, and wasn't it a 13 inning game with Boston like the night before?
Like, what are we? How is that an accident? How does that even get close to happening?
Yeah, dude, that was bad.
Yeah, that was because I was so it had been Friday night, and they lost 8-2 against the Guardians, and I was watching the game, and I'm like, does that say 0.1 innings for Noah Schultz? It's kind of weird. Yep. And I'm like, oh, maybe he got hurt or something. No, he had to get pulled because they made a mistake.
Yeah, that can't happen, dude. That's so bad.
But even at that, the White Sox in a good spot. You're still having a season that you never expected. But now that you're here, you have some expectations going forward.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And you're playing with house money. You're ahead of schedule. But like we said, the American League being down, you got to take advantage of it.
The American League may never be this bad again. So you have a good chance to at least make it far.
Yeah. Big time. Ozzie Guillen gets his number retired by the White Sox today. That was cool.
That was cool.
If you can make a dish, you can make a signature recipe and showcase it on your beautiful website that you built with Squarespace. And if you can make a stitch, you can make an outfit and put it on your online store that you built with Squarespace. And if you can hit the pose, you can teach the class that they can book on your site that you built with Squarespace. Because whatever your business, you can build it at squarespace.com. Use offer code EMPIRE for 10% off your website or domain.
Ward.
I also must have missed this. Hagen Smith called up. First round pick last year. I did not realize that him and Tanner McDougal get called up. Pretty big news out of the Sox there. Hagen Smith was a stud.
Having a very 2015 Cubs season.
Very much so. Very much so. It's going to be fun, man. Like you said earlier about October, like even September in the pennant race, I don't think like the White Sox, I do think now that they're, you know, they've kind of weathered the storm since the All-Star break. I do think they're going to win the division, but I do think it's going to be close. I don't think they're going to win this division by 7-8 games. Like, I think it's going to be, you know, four or less. So September is going to be really fun.
Being in the playoffs is good for the city of Chicago and baseball in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for the profit. It sucks for a team like the White Sox that are like have so much potential, and then who knows what's going to happen in the next few years.
100%.
Baseball is going to ruin itself. And I hate to be this way, but it always does this. It has this, the stock is high. We have all these new rules. There's the ABS is going well. They have the pitch clock. They have the challenges. Everything's having fun. And then they're just going to take time off for no reason.
Yeah. I heard Big Cat the other day saying that, like, oh, I think we'll start by June 1st. I just don't see it.
The ABS is, I think, one of the best rules they've ever brought into baseball.
100%. Do you know that the Cubs and the White Sox are...
I don't know if you watched the end of the Royals-Cubs game on Friday. The Royals ended the game with two challenges.
Yeah,
why would you not just use them? You're not going to get penalized for it. Like, there was a few times where it's, like, right there on the edge and it's the bottom of the ninth. Just use them.
Yep, exactly. It's like timeouts in basketball. You can't take them with you.
Also, I love Chris Sale. I think he's one of
the
best to ever do it in baseball with the whole, like, just stubborn.
Yes.
He got thrown out the next day after he figured out that the balk was not a good balk call.
I saw that. That is so funny.
I also think the balk call is one of the weirdest rules of all time.
I've been watching baseball since before I could remember. I still have trouble telling you when it's a balk or when it's not.
In what world can an umpire tell a balk right away in a major league setting?
Yep. It's crazy. It's something I don't understand. But there is something that I do understand, and that's when I know good coffee, because I'm not a coffee guy, but I can tell the difference between good and bad coffee. And our friends at Connect Roasters have some of the best coffee that you are going to find. Make sure you check them out. They work with our guy Dom Frederick, Ian Happ. Guy wins gold gloves. Andy drinks their coffee, so you know it's good quality stuff. 20th
home run today of the season.
That's right. Another 20 home run year for our guy Ian Happ. Make sure you check out the website, connectroasters.com. Follow them on X at Connect Roasters. But get yourself over to Bourbonnais and tell them the TCF boys said hello. So as always, a big shout out to our friends in Bourbonnais at Connect Roasters. Zach, let's jump into some MLB trade deadline stuff, mostly Cubs and Sox here. The Cubs made a slew of moves. In those couple days there, they pick up Kevin Gausman, Clay Holmes, Braxton Garrett, Ryan Zephyrjohn, and Tyrone Taylor. I love the moves. It felt like, and they DFA'd Jameson Taillon to make room for all of that. Deal Jefferson Rojas to the Mets, who obviously is a high prospect, but at the same time, he's also playing in a log jam position, you know, in the middle infield, that he's just, he's not going to have a home in with the Cubs. So to pick up all that and give up what the Cubs did, it's an A-minus trade deadline for me.
Because we gave up the most for was Zephyrjohn, because we gave up Ballestero and then the McGuire kid. But that's because we had him under control to like 2031 now.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's why.
Yep. Exactly.
I think the Kevin Gausman trade was great. Made like 14 starts in the playoffs. His record doesn't look the best, but his first start with him, good. Clay Holmes had a little bit of a rough start, but he pitches for the defense, and he has a great defense there.
Yep.
Same with Kevin Gausman. He's a great pitcher for a good defense.
Yep, big and time. That's
what they have. I think they did exactly what you wanted for the first time in a while. It may not pan out like that, but they got the pitching that they needed. I really couldn't ask for much more. Yes, you want Skubal. You want that. But, I mean, you wouldn't have got all you got if you just got Skubal.
Right. So, it was a quantity over quality, it felt like, which isn't a bad thing. I'm not trying to poo-poo it. But, like, you know, what it would have cost to give up, you wouldn't have been able. And because the Cubs starting rotation and the bullpen was so depleted, you have to go and make multiple moves instead of just, you know, one or two moves.
The most confusing thing for me after the deadline was on a player we had in Alcantara, where he came up, had a big home run, and then sent down the next day.
Yeah, that's because the guy wasn't ready for a roster spot yet.
Yeah. You would hope he's going to be on the roster in September, or he's not out of moves.
Well, remember, they only get one added roster spot. And at this point, like, is it going to be Shelby Miller? Is he going to be ready in time?
Yeah, they got Horton.
Yeah.
So they already have an outfielder that they don't need now. But, man, I have no complaints about the moves that they made.
No, none.
Yes, you can maybe look back at the end of the year and say, man, some of these pitchers didn't pan out, but they did what they needed to do.
Yeah, exactly. And it felt like, you know, they give up Jefferson Rojas, but they pick up Tyrone Taylor and Clay Holmes.
And they're in Cabrera. Cabrera's making some rehab starts. So Colin Ray, I think, is kind of went to the bullpen a little bit. He pitched the other night, and he pitched like 50 pitches in a reliever spot, maybe.
Imagine being able to bring him out, you know, in like the fourth inning of a playoff game and having that guy, you know, come across the mound. And
Matthew Boyd's pitching well. I mean, this starting lineup or starting rotation, for everything that's happened this year and the moves that we made at the deadline, could go to the playoffs looking really good.
Exactly, man. It's going to be really fun to watch. I mean, looking at it right now, I mean, Kevin Gausman, Matthew Boyd, Shota, Clay, and then once you get Cabrera back, I mean, you still got tons of other options here. It's really fun to watch.
That Craig Counsell kind of likes to play the playoff games. I mean, you're going to have a bullpen that could go two or three innings in random spots.
Yeah, imagine you get to bring C. Ray out of the bullpen to eat up four innings.
That's why I like him out of the bullpen. It's not that I don't think he can start, but I think that he has experience at that position, which is huge.
And I hate to say it and jinx it, but like I've been kind of a fan of the way that Jacob Webb has looked lately.
David Peterson has looked good as a starter.
Except for that one game. The one game he was just serving up batting practice.
Well, I mean, that's going to happen. I mean, what I like about David Peterson is if he's not pitching well, he will eat the game, which is what you need out of a pitcher.
He has no problem giving up seven home runs.
Does Kevin Gausman pitch seven innings? That's huge for the Cubs.
Big time.
After giving up a pretty big first inning.
And then, I mean, we haven't even brought up Javier Assad being able to bounce him in for a start when you need, but bring him out of the bullpen, the Tijuana two-seam baby. I love it.
And then Daniel Palencia will be back at some point.
Yes.
I mean, this, as many injuries as this pitching staff has had, they could end the season going into the playoffs, wild card or division, looking good.
And it's been like you said about Alcantara, you know, the other day coming up and hitting a home run. Even like the guys that Pedro Ramirez is playing really well. I like watching Pedro Ramirez play.
He's staying up for a reason.
Miguel Amaya hit a ball a mile and a half today out in Kansas City.
And on the other side of that, we've seen Ballestero. He started off hot, didn't play well at the end of it, got sent down. You've seen what's going to happen. There's no spot for him. Well, that's why he got traded. He's a catcher. We don't need a catcher. He's also can DH. We have plenty of DHs. So, I think that's a great trade.
I agree. And it's not like we as Cubs fans wanted to see Mo Ball gone.
No, you don't want to see anyone. But I hate to be this way. I have no problem seeing a prospect get traded because that's a prospect. I agree. You don't know. Like, what they gave up for Gausman and stuff like that, I mean, it was nothing.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, Gausman's probably gone at the end of the year. That's just what happens at the trade deadline.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I don't know, and I would love to hear if anybody has a major complaint about what the Cubs did, because I have no complaints about what they did.
For a fan base that we've complained about not making trades, not making moves, this and that, they did what they were supposed to do at the trade deadline.
Yep.
There's still a lot of the season left. It could go wherever, but they did what they had to do.
I agree. And speaking of that, the White Sox, I felt like they had a really good trade deadline. They pick up a really good starter in Luis Castillo, reliever Huskar Barrett.
You know what's the worst is when people complain about them picking up the money of a contract of a player. Who
cares? Baseball
money
is fake,
cares. I saw something the other day that the Dodgers are like $190 million over like the tax. Like,
well, they
cares?
Have like $1.3 billion that are like back owed in like 20
if that's
years.
When you're starting, like, oh man, we had to pick up his whole contract. Who cares? I can care less.
Huskar Brazoban, the reliever, outfielder Brenton Doyle, and then Joey Bart. That was the catcher they had picked up.
Yeah, I think that they should have tried a little harder at that position. There wasn't like there was crazy stuff out there. Rushman was the best.
If you go get Adley Rushman, you're going to have to give up one of the big names. I think the White Sox are there yet.
I think they are. I mean, why would you not be?
But
because I understand what you mean. There's a lot of future left, but like you want to win right now. You are in the first place in the division. You say what you want. That could maybe not be the case next year.
Yeah,
But
it's fair.
I still think that they made a good move. They filled a spot. But
100%.
Adam Thiel, unfortunately, just cannot stay healthy.
Dude, I know what everybody's going to say, and I love the World Baseball Classic. Like, that sucked. That really hurt him.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've seen with the Cal Raleigh stuff, but he's pretty much said that the World Baseball Classic has messed up. Did your power just go flash?
It flickered, yeah.
I think mine did, too.
Okay.
But we're good. We'll hopefully finish this episode.
We're chugging on.
But, yeah. No,
just is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah, it sucks. But I think both teams get, you know, either a high B or I think the Cubs get a little bit higher grade because of the quantity of players they got. But I don't hate what the White Sox did at the trade deadline either.
No, not at all. I mean, you can't be.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man. Like we just said earlier, it's going to be a really fun September and October. Also in September and October, the NFL. So let's do our NFL divisional predictions. We're not going to go super in-depth here, but kind of see where we're sitting at with who's going to win every division. So let's start in the AFC East. Does somebody other, I believe the Patriots won it last year. Do they win it again this year?
No, I think the Bills are going to win it this year. I think they're good, dude. I mean, new stadium, new fire. I think
Got those horrible new uniforms. Those are brutal.
Very weird situation there.
Bills are the favorite, -136. I want to keep saying the Bills, but like, how many times is it going to be the Bills and they just can't? We're just picking divisional winners. Do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl? No, but I do think they win this division. And I think the
Patriots are going to have a pretty big downfall this year.
Definitely. And I think the Jets are going to be better. I think the Dolphins are going to be awful.
Say what you want. Them losing Stephon Diggs is huge.
Yeah. That was a big center target for them.
To the Bears. I think and they're going to have that first place schedule. And I mean, as much as I would love to not to think it. Same thing with the Bears. That first place schedule is tough.
Yeah. And big time.
The whole thing was there was an easy schedule last year for the Patriots. I think the Bills are going to win this division.
Yep. I'm with you there. AFC South. There is not anyone in minus money. Texans are +110, Jaguars +245. Then the Colts at +380 and the Titans +800. I'm taking the Jags here. I like the Texans, but I do think this is still continually one of the worst divisions. I like what Jacksonville's doing. I like Trevor Lawrence. I think they're going to take care of that not very good division.
I think it's going to be the Colts. Dude, I think the Colts played well last year. I know they had a tough end of the season, but you have one of the best running backs in football. Just got paid.
Yeah,
and I think that they have a good enough defense and offense to make it all work that they're going to be in a division that's not super competitive.
My only worry about the Colts is year two of Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that's always tough.
His second year in New York was like abysmal.
Yeah. But his first year wasn't as good as the one he just had.
That's true. That's a fair point. But I still think this division's not great.
No.
But what do I know? The AFC North, the Ravens are -112, Bengals +184, then the Steelers, then the Browns. I just don't know if I can pick anyone other than the Ravens. I don't think that the Bengals are very good. I'm still not convinced that since that Super Bowl, Joe Burrow, I mean, I know he's been hurt, so it's not like a fair criticism, but he's got to prove something this year.
I think it's the Bengals, dude. This Bengals offense is so freaking good, dude.
Stay healthy? I just don't know.
I don't know either, but I think that it's going to be their division to win.
I would like to see someone other than the Ravens, but dude, it's like betting on the Bengals to stay healthy just seems dangerous to me.
Yeah, I don't have much faith in them, but I think that they have a good chance because of what they have.
And
Joe Burrow stay healthy, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, absolutely. AFC West, the Chiefs are +160 to win the division, followed by the Chargers. Then the Broncos, great year last year, at +225. And then, of course, the Raiders. I think I've done this for like the last, since Harbaugh got hired, I'm going to take the Chargers. I also don't know what Patrick Mahomes is going to be post knee injury. And it just feels like the Chargers have to do something here.
Yeah, I think it's the, dude.
But you know, it's going to like, Patrick Mahomes is going to come back better than he was somehow and just drive us nuts.
I see something like that. It was, he might not start the first preseason season game. No, duh.
Yeah.
I can't believe that was a real thing, but no, Justin Fields, though.
Juicy.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs again. I hate to be that way, but I think it's the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I think
it's kind of one of those, you bet it until it doesn't hit, and then, you know, you just go from there.
I think he's going to have the redemption story that Robert Griffin III wanted to have from his ACL injury.
Yes.
Like, remember they had that whole comeback story, this and that. I think that's what they wanted from him, and I think that's what Patrick Mahomes is actually going to have.
I think that's completely fair. Moving to the NFC and the NFC East, Eagles plus 115, Cowboys plus 235, then the Commanders and the Giants. I do think the Giants, although I don't think they're going to win the division, are going to be improved under John Harbaugh. But I think that's going to be a much better division than people give it credit for, because I think the Commanders are kind of on a, you know, show me what you can do, because last year was abysmal. And I feel like if they don't even either win the division or go to the playoffs, like, Dan Quinn's getting fired.
Yeah, I think I think the same thing. I think you're right.
I think I hate to say it because I hate him, but I think the Cowboys are kind of in a like do or die situation. Like, Dak's not getting any younger. I think the Eagles have peaked a couple years ago. So what the heck? Give me the Cowboys here.
I think the Cowboys too. I think Dak Prescott is better than a lot of people want him to be.
Yeah.
Just definitely. Because he's a Cowboys quarterback.
He's a really good, like, if he can stay healthy, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I feel like the Eagles were a little bit down last year, but they also have a lot to prove, you know, bouncing back. Yeah, you know, not a great year after a Super Bowl win. You gotta come out and prove something, but I don't think they're the same team they were 2 years ago.
No, I think you're right with that. I think that the Jane Daniels era was good at the start, but it's just tough to be considered. I mean, Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl super early, too.
Yeah, and that is just true.
Not everything is promised.
Definitely. NFC South, this division's awful. Oh, my
terrible.
God. Buccaneers plus 164. Saints plus 265.
A mad Baker Mayfield. Maybe that's the best you can hope for.
But who's he throwing to?
Yeah, that is true.
And I don't really like the way Vita Vea doesn't want to be there. No one on that team likes Todd Bowles.
Panthers look good.
I was going to take the Panthers. They're young. They've got a really good quarterback. They've got some good wide receivers. Their running game scares me just a little, but I mean, I think Bryce Young is a lot better than people give him credit for, and Ted McMillan, I think, is going to be a stud. So in this awful division, give me the Panthers.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't want to, if I don't have to watch any NFC South games this year, I think
NFC
I'll be okay
South and AFC South, both bad.
Yeah, bad, bad. The NFC West, the Rams at plus 100, Seahawks plus 205, then the 49ers and the Cardinals. I don't think, I just don't see a way that the Rams don't win this division.
I don't see how they don't win the Super Bowl, but yeah, they have to be predicted to win this. They're like the Dodgers right now.
Yeah.
It's annoying, but they are.
And like, it's crazy to say that about the Seahawks, who won the Super Bowl last year, but I just don't think they can duplicate that with Sam Darnold. I'm not trying to
poo-poo
on Sam Darnold. He won a Super Bowl.
Like, a second year is going to be tough for him.
Sophomore slump.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because it's like his seventh year in the NFL.
Well, yeah, that is true.
And then, of course, the NFC North, the Lions actually have the highest odds to win the division, then the Packers, then the Bears, then the Vikings. We all know who we're all taking here. The Packers are going to win this division. You're going to say the Bears are going to win this division.
But yeah, I think the Bears are in third because of strength of schedule. It's going to be pretty tough. We can agree the Vikings are easily the worst team in this division. We can agree on that.
Yes, absolutely we can. I don't even know who their quarterback is going to be.
we already know you like the Bears. You like the Packers. I like the Bears. We can just use this time to say how bad the Vikings are going to be.
Yeah.
with maybe one of the best wide receivers in the league. They're going to suck.
Absolutely.
Kyler Murray stinks.
Yeah. And your next option is J.J. McCarthy, who also stinks.
Stinks.
J.J. McCarthy's career might have peaked by beating the Bears week one last year.
We don't got to worry about that. But, yeah, it might have.
It'll be interesting. We'll get a little bit more in depth on the next episode. So let's wrap things up. As always, we've got the TCF top three, and we are going to do the top three of people we would never fight. So let's try to be specific here and not.
I know who I got first.
Go.
Mike Tyson.
That's never a good one.
In a million years, he could be 100 years old. Never fighting Mike Tyson.
That's a really good choice. I was going to go with The Undertaker. He just scares me. He's so big.
At least that's sort of a character. Like, Mike Tyson, I mean, that guy's just all around scary. But, yes, if we're going with The Undertaker himself, like, the way that they portray him, that he just shows up in darkness, that is nuts.
Well, also, scary. Like, if he's in his costume, and, like, you can correct me, you know more about wrestling than I do, but, like, if he shows up in his costume, I'm like, I might be able to, you know, to fight, but he's the Undertaker. He can't die. I cannot win this fight.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure we're all on the same page there. I will also go with Ray Lewis. That's who my second round pick.
For many reasons, you don't want to fight Ray Lewis, but yes.
May or may not have been present when someone...
Well,
we don't have to say it.
Mine is Brock Lesnar.
Oh, see, I was hoping you weren't going to take
that guy.
NFL player, wrestler, UFC fighter. That's why I was hoping you weren't going to take him.
Just, I mean, insane. I know he played for the Vikings. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I weirdly remember that. Because I was not a wrestling guy. That's a good pick.
My last one, Khabib.
That's a good. See, my last one, I'll go with John Jones.
Khabib, though. I mean, that guy's taking to the ground. I mean, that guy, he's got too much ground control.
You're tapping out ASAP.
But yeah, John Jones, you don't want to see him anywhere.
Yep. That's, and you don't know what, you know.
You know what he's on or what he's doing.
What he's on, what, you know, how long he can go. I don't know. Thanks. I don't know. What did you have any honorable mentions?
I mean, I guess you'd go on for a while. Like, I wouldn't want to fight.
I should replace John Jones. This is the one I wrote this. Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's.
But for also similar reasons.
Yeah, he smoked cigars inside of a stadium once.
I'm pretty sure he also put things up his nose there, too.
Well, yeah, that was a long time ago. He recently smoked cigars in the stadium.
There's so many, like, old – Brian Urlacher was one.
Brian Urlacher. Luke Kuechly, he just got inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Anybody who's ever played linebacker, let's just say that.
And I also wrote down anyone with cauliflower ear, but I didn't want to be super broad.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey would knock me out so fast.
Who else? Let's see. John Cena.
Yep. Bill Laimbeer.
Oh, yeah. There's some sports. That's a good sports one. Rasheed Wallace.
Rasheed Wallace.
Dennis Rodman.
Yep. That's a good one. Was it either Rudy Tomjanovich got punched or did the punching and, like, I'll have to look this up real quick, but it, like, broke his orbital bone.
Latrell Sprewell?
Yeah, oh, that's a really – he
Bobby Knight?
Oh, I like where you're going here. Those are really good picks. Let me see. Oh, Kermit Washington.
Nolan Ryan.
What'd you say?
Nolan Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah, especially after
I got a really good one. Kyle Farnsworth.
Yep. That's another really good one.
He's bigger now than he was when he played.
Dude, did you baseball. See that video of him this summer?
Oh, my God. He's doing bodybuilding now.
Yeah. He played in, like, a charity baseball game and is still just throwing gas. Here, so my honorable mention is Kermit Washington, and that's because on December 9th, 1977, Rudy Tomjanovich was punched by Kermit Washington of the Lakers while he ran to – if you haven't watched the video, go watch the video. He just knocks him out cold. It shattered Tomjanovich's face and inflicted life-threatening head and spinal injuries, leaving him sidelined for 5 months. I do not want to fight Kermit Washington.
Maybe we should end it because one thing you don't want to fight is the tornado. And it sounds like the tornado may be coming towards us.
Well, that's perfect timing because that is going to be it for us here. Thanks, as always, for checking in. Episode 283. Make sure you check us out on X at @typical_Chicago. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I post a video up on those socials every day, a little day in history. Trying to do a little bit more just everyday content on there. So make sure you give all those pages a follow. Follow on YouTube for all the content in video form. Wherever you get your podcast, make sure you subscribe, rate, review, 5 stars. Send to a friend. Share with people. Help us out. You know we appreciate it. You can check me out on X at @BoomyTCF. It's right down here on the screen. Zach right over there is at @ZLiliaTCF in the bottom left of his screen. As always, guys, thank you for joining us. We'll be back as soon as we can. But as always, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. And that's going to be it for us. That was episode 283 of Typical Chicago Fans. We love you all.
Peace.
Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains, too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business, all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.